And we're back.
Yeah, we are. We've been back.
Oh, well, shit. Look, I don't know what's going on. Do you realize that I had my head down and I was reading?
Man, you know how to read.
Welcome to another episode of Black Law and Legal Lies. You can follow the show across all social media platforms.
Hello.
At Black Law Podcast. You can follow me, Justine, on Twitter. At I Tell Legal Lies. You can follow Dan home because things are kind of slow at home. So he's taking anything and everything thrown at him these days.
If it got a hole. My name is Dan. You can try this again. My name is Dan. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. And don't forget, check out the show on YouTube if you like visuals. That. And leave us some Apple Podcast reviews. Good ones, hopefully. Yeah. So, you know.
That thing.
Today, we're just going to jump right into it, right? So, everybody that I've asked.
What are we talking about?
I'm about to tell you.
Oh, it's a surprise. Okay.
Man, okay. Everybody that I've asked, and this is not an exaggeration, and I've asked quite a few people. I would say more than 10.
I know exactly what you're about to say.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting the coronavirus vaccination? Guess what 100% of them said?
No. And were these all Afro-American peoples?
Majority.
All right. What are the other demos? What's the other demographic?
White and Hispanic.
So your good Caucasian brothers and sisters not trying to get it either?
Nope.
Why not? What's the rationales? What's the reasoning that you're getting?
So some of it's funny to me because, to quote Paul on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't putting that poison in my body. See, we don't even know what's in it.
Wait, Paul? Not putting poison in his body?
Let me quote. So, yeah, I'm not putting that poison in my body. We don't know what's in it. Nobody knows what's in it. See, they don't got the ingredients on it. You know, these the same people that will also be smoking their Black and Mild cigars, drinking Christian Brothers, and eating Big Macs from McDonald's. But we don't know what's in this vaccine, but we cool with, we don't know what's in the shit that we buying from the weed, man. We don't know what's in the shit at McDonald's, da-da-da-da-da-da. So, actually, Paul is getting the vaccine. Let me back that up. He's getting the vaccine.
Okay, so
99%.
Okay, so when you just recollected what Paul was saying, that wasn't Paul
speaking. That was him speaking about those not people who are skeptical about the vaccine.
Okay, so Paul says that he is getting the vaccine, and why is he getting the vaccine? I'm sure he had a reason.
Probably because he don't want to get COVID. I mean, you know.
So you didn't ask him why he was saying yes when
he trusts. Now, I don't want to speak for him, but in the conversations we've had, he trusts science. He trusts most doctors, and he understands that the way these vaccines, so let's say it takes 2-3 years to come up with a vaccine. Most of that shit is just, what's it called? Testing trials and stuff like that. So you can do 10 trials in 2 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Or you can do 10 trials in 2 months. It's the same amount of trials and testing. And then you got your blind studies, your double blind studies. You got your.
Right. And they've done that. But you know, the thing is, I believe in science as well, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I trust science. I do believe in it, but as I said, I do not necessarily trust the people who are telling me that they've done X, Y, and Z.
Now, when you say the people, who are these scientists?
Not scientists, so to speak. Because, and you know, I do not want to seem ignorant, because there's a contingency of people who think that if you say, I'm not getting the vaccine, that you are bowing down, or you are falling into the trap of ignorance. And
basically an anti-vaxxer situation.
Well, I'm not anti-vax.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is that's what people think when they hear you say, oh, I ain't getting this vaccine. I ain't getting that vaccine.
Well, see, what I think is most of the time when you hear a person of color say, I'm not getting that vaccine, and, you know, we don't know what they've done in X, Y, and Z, people hear that and they look at the person saying that and they go, you poor ignorant soul. You know, you poor uneducated, la da 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 da. Mm-hmm. Well, I am not uneducated. I am not ignorant, but I am distrustful of a government who has historically experimented upon people of color. So, I mean, we are not that far removed from Tuskegee. Mm-hmm. We are not that far removed from Henrietta Lacks. We are not that far removed from a multitude of Black women and men who have been preyed upon by our government scientifically. So,
see, well, there has to be a line drawn somewhere, though, because government and let's just say science, the science community, are two separate entities, right?
Well, no, they're not. That's just it. Okay. The FDA. So think about this. So the CDC and the FDA,
mm-hmm.
are they not governmental agencies?
They are.
Full of scientists.
Right. But so they're not the ones creating, like we got Pfizer, Moderna.
Correct. But
AstraZeneca.
But who is it that okays the use of these things?
That would be the FDA.
Correct.
Right.
That is correct.
But in other countries, for instance, Europe,
mm-hmm.
they green lighted before we did.
Absolutely, so, they did.
I mean,
but I don't trust. I don't trust foreign governments either.
So you don't trust government, period.
You know what? In all seriousness, I don't trust lots of things. And not because I'm a conspiracy theorist, not because I'm crazy, not because of anything. But as I've said, history has taught me to be distrustful. You know, history has taught me to, you know, that whole measure twice, cut once. Mm-hmm. History has taught me that, you know, as the old people like to say, I can only trust them as far as I can throw them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? History has taught me all of that. So as far as this, and something else, I'm not big on vaccinations. I've never gotten a flu vaccine, even though people talk about getting it all the time. I've never gotten a flu vaccine. I'm not big on, your parents vaccinated you when you didn't have a choice in the matter. Did it right.
Wait, are we about to say you anti-polio, anti-MMR,
no,
I am not,
as I said, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I am not.
You starting to sound like one.
I am 100% not.
See, I don't think people should have a choice in the matter.
I don't think that you should dictate to me whether or not I take this vaccine.
That is anti-vaxxer.
It is not.
That's their stance.
That's not what I am. Because guess what? I have been vaccinated before.
So have a lot of them.
You know what I'm saying? I have been vaccinated before. And I have been vaccinated by my own choice. When I went to school, before I went to college, I had not taken boosters. So after I was accepted, I get this letter from the school saying, prior to being admitted onto campus, you need to do X, Y, and Z. Told me I needed to get vaccinated, had to go get boosters, all this other stuff. And I was like, man, I need to get my education up. So let me go get these vaccines. And I did it.
Okay.
Right?
Now, what negative effects did that have on you?
Man, freaking vaccine scarred me for life. Like, literally.
I'm the crazy one on this show.
If I call my mama up and you can listen to her tell this story, every time she tells a story to people, everybody laughs. Hell, I laugh at myself. Freaking needles, you know, people have phobias. Mm-hmm. Mine is needles.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? I hate needles. I can't stand giving blood. Needles, like, freak me the hell out.
Wait, do you look away when you give blood?
Do I look away?
Yeah.
I want to be medicated when, like...
Man, let me tell you, I was talking to, shout out to Kelly on Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Somebody was talking about giving blood and how they be looking around everywhere, but... And I'm like, shit, I be looking dead at. I want to see the needle go in. I want to see the blood rush into the vial. I want to hear it.
I don't want to see nothing.
So I be sitting there with my arm out, and the doctor be like, you can go ahead and look away now. And I'm like, nope, give it to me. Come on, let's go.
I don't want to see it at all.
That shit is interesting as fuck.
I don't want to see the needle.
Have you seen somebody else? Have you seen somebody else get blood?
I don't want to mess with the needles, man.
No, I'm just saying, you watch.
No. And what's crazy is, though, you remember back in the day, Discovery Channel used to have all those surgery shows?
I don't know.
Okay, back in the day, Discovery used to have all these shows that actually went into operating rooms, and they would show you these people getting operated on, and I'd be looking at the blood and the needles and everything else. Not a problem. But when it comes to me and a needle, I can't do it. I cannot. And so that's the, like, if you had an oral vaccine, like, let me pop a pill. Give me something like that. Stick me with no needle, man.
All right. They're going to Cosby your ass. Be like, pop. So
let me pop a pill.
To get to the point of today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, well, let me also say that I'm not going to get the vaccine either.
All right. What's your justification? What's your rationale?
Mine is, I've already had COVID. And
so you think?
And even if the antibodies don't last, that, you know, they say the antibodies.
3 months.
No, nobody really knows.
Right. They're saying three months.
It's more than 3 months. Because when we got tested for them, we had them. And that was
way after 3 months. Right.
So I'm looking at it like, enough people so far, especially in New Orleans, we were a hot spot early on, have contracted COVID. So there's a lot of people with antibodies out here. There's also a lot of people that are going to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
We are, like, for some reason, we're like one of the biggest, I forget what it's called, but per capita, we have like some of the most healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be
vaccinated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, herd immunity, we're going to kind of achieve it by...
That's 6 months out, dude.
Right.
Well, at least.
Oh, reaching herd immunity. Yeah. So I'm just like, nah. And it's too new for me. I don't like anything that's rushed, anything that's kind of put together fast. Even though, let's say the science is legit.
Man, you just said you trust science. And
I never said that.
P said he trusts science.
Yeah,
and
he did say that.
But, you know, the thing is, you hear, like, the head of the FDA, and you hear the Surgeon General, and you hear Dr. Fauci, and you hear Dr. Birx, and they all say, you know, the science is solid. And, I mean, it's basically... For me, and I know for many people of color, it's a matter of trust. It's not that they don't trust the science. They don't trust the people.
Yeah, because most people don't know the science. There was an argument online. Some woman was talking about how it has aborted fetuses in it. Now, well, it's true. But so do pretty much... All of the other vaccines.
Are we talking about it has cord blood and
fetal tissue? And these are, I mean, it's in like a lot of the, what do you call it, the MMR vaccinations. I don't want to start calling out vaccinations.
Yeah, but
because
you know
I don't
what?
Know,
it's not. It's not human.
No, it is.
It's normally like chicken.
No, it's human fetal tissue. And they are from fetuses from about 60, 70 years ago.
Who says?
Man, I can't cite it right now, but I did look into it. And I also talked to a friend of mine who is a nurse and not just a regular, what do you call them, LPN or whatever. She's
a registered nurse. She's an RN.
She's a nurse practitioner.
Okay, so that's even better. A doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was running it by her. I'm like, yo, they say this. And she's like, yeah, most vaccinations do have fetal tissue from, like, I don't want to misquote and say aborted fetuses from 60 years ago. But I mean, ladies and gentlemen, look it up for yourself. Yeah,
look, because I know that most vaccines have like chicken tissue, like they use chicken egg something, like ovum something or another, in a vast majority of vaccines. But
oh, here we go, right here.
What does it say?
This is, let me cite my source, WebMD.
I was about to say don't say WebMD or Wikipedia.
Nah. Several, and the author's name is, god damn, okay, so the author's name is Lisa Jo Rudy, and the article was medically reviewed by Dr. Jonathan B. J.C. Comadio. I don't know what that means. So several common vaccines are made by growing the necessary virus in fetal embryo fibroblast cells. These cells originally came from tissue obtained from fetuses that were legally and electively aborted in the early 1960s. The same cells have continued to grow in a laboratory and are still used to make vaccines today. No additional fetal cells have been harvested since then. So it's like the Henrietta Lacks things where you take a little piece of tissue
and you grow it. So yeah. So basically what they're using it for is to grow the virus.
Yep. Fetal cells were originally used because viruses tend to grow better in cells from humans than from animals. Fetal cells do not divide as many times as other cell types, so they can be used for longer. And I bet you it might actually, no, it wouldn't be Henrietta Lacks, because she was. No,
it wasn't fetal tissue that they took from her. She had cancer.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you have it. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a doctor. I did talk to someone that's kind of like a doctor, and they did verify this before even reading this. Right.
So from what I heard, they don't use the fetal tissue in the vaccine. They use it to grow the virus to test the vaccine.
No, to make the vaccine.
So they grow, because, well, from what I understand about the Pfizer vaccine, it used a different technology. It basically they cracked the code of the virus, and they use messenger RNA to target the spike protein. So
that's new.
Right. Yeah. That's brand new technology. So I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but I wouldn't think that would require growth. Well, they would. You would have to grow the virus in order to test the efficacy.
Oh, and here's a list of the vaccines that do have human fetal cells in them.
Okay.
Varicella. Chickenpox. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shingles, hepatitis A, and MMR. Well, rubella,
mumps and rubella. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, can your job, like I said, the medical professionals are going to get vaccinated. Becky, she's a medical professional, even though she doesn't work with patients. She works at a medical facility.
Correct. And everywhere, everybody from the janitor to the lunch lady to the doctors and the nurses.
So can your job force you to get this vaccination, COVID vaccination?
So your job, it is legal for your job to mandate that you take the vaccine. They can mandate that you take the vaccine or else. Now, the issue really, though, is not that black and white, because there's a difference between emergency use authorizations and vaccines, and vaccines that are actually vaccines that have been out there and gone through the proper all proper channels. Not to say that this vaccine has not gone through proper channels. It's just it has been given emergency use authorization, which means that every step that, say, the FDA or other government agencies required have, it's not going through every last one of those steps. That's what the emergency use authorization is, basically. And that's very basic, that it hadn't gone through every last hoop and hurdle, but it's going through enough that we can say it's okay to use, right? So because this vaccine is being administered under an emergency use authorization, in the actual authorization to use it, there also has to be some exemptions, right? So let's take, for instance, the flu vaccine, right? Since mm-hmm. we know the flu vaccine is a vaccine that has gone through all the hoops and whatever, whatever, whatever. Most healthcare organizations mandate that doctors and nurses and people who work in those facilities.
Becky has to get one every year.
Exactly right. They mandate that. And they can do that under OSHA, because your employer has to provide you with a reasonably safe work environment. Mm-hmm. Correct. By law. Have to do it. So if you work in a hospital where disease is rampant, part of safeguarding your employees is
vaccination,
because we can't have the flu running rampant in our hospital, right? Mm-hmm. So you can do that. But with the flu vaccine, the ADA, Americans with Disability Act, and Title VII, as far as discrimination and for sex and religion, they come into play as far as exceptions are concerned.
Okay, and we're talking exceptions to being mandated
to take a vaccine. Okay. And so what I said earlier about there being exceptions, that an emergency use authorization has to give exceptions because of the way that this vaccine has made it into the mainstream, that the EUA has to have an exemption. Most of these exemptions are going to be related religious. To medical and religious reasons. So going back to what I was saying about the flu vaccine, you bump up against the ADA when you like, and let me say something about mandating something. Just because you can do it doesn't mean that you should, right? Like, I can honestly see why a hospital would mandate something like that, right? But when you mandate, it has to be a business reason, right? It has to be related to operations of your business for you to mandate, hey, we need you to take this test. So that has to be.
Wait, what test we talking?
I mean, test tube, but vaccines. Okay. I'm sorry. There has to be a business use, a business reason, not just because, I need you to get vaccinated. That, like, say you worked in a facility where you made
dildos.
Say microchips. Let's say microchips.
That's not as fun, but okay. Not,
because I'm thinking about sterilization. Like,
in dildos gotta be sterile as a motherfucker, man.
In making a microchip, you know everything has to be sterile, right? Like, it has to be dust free. Most of the time, don't they wear like those white suits and all kind of other stuff because they don't want dust or whatever?
Computers make them these days.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, shit. So the people that are in the controlling the computers or the robots, where are they?
They probably sitting in an office somewhere chilling.
Like by themselves? Yeah. Like one person in there controlling it all?
If I had to guess, yeah.
So in a situation where I am the only person, like say I have a shift and I'm the only person on that shift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really come in contact with my coworkers. Why would you mandate that I get this vaccine, right? But in a situation where I'm most of the time in a crowded room with a bunch of people.
Let's say an Amazon facility.
Right. So I'm on a line and there's like all these people in the facility with me on the line, all of that. I can see why I can mandate. Cause look, I'm thinking about the safety of my personnel. So, but exceptions.
At the end of the day, any business can though, right?
At the end of the day, you can, but as I said, you have to have a particular business reason. You can't just willy-nilly say, okay, I need all y'all vaccinated. You literally have to think, how can my business be affected if
people get coronavirus? Everybody,
you know, everybody gets ill. See, in a situation like this,
mm-hmm.
yes, you can mandate that, especially in a situation where you are in a service business where you see you have multiple employees around you and you see multiple clients or customers.
Got poison ivy on my head.
In that situation, I can see where a business that would be a definite business reason for you to have your team members vaccinated. See, right?
I would say, like just speaking coronavirus, COVID, right? I would say I can see that with every single business there is.
But like I said earlier, just because you can mandate it, do you want to mandate it?
I would.
Because you start, like I said, you have to keep in mind, that employees can be exempted for medical and religious reasons.
So here's another one.
And you have to make reasonable accommodations. Not so much COVID, but I would extrapolate the law as it applies to flu vaccines to the COVID-19 vaccine, because you have to make reasonable accommodations for a team member with a disability that can't medically take it.
Right.
Right.
You some have people to make are allergic to some of the
something
things
in
that
there,
are in the-
or you have somebody right who is on a medication for X, Y, and Z that would have an adverse reaction if they take this vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Or I read a case, you know, just doing research, because when this first came up, you know, I started telling my family, look,
take it.
No, I started telling them, if y'all are not comfortable, they have to give you an out. And these are two things that you can use if this is true, though. So, for instance, I have a cousin who is vegan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a case.
Okay, hold on. Right quick. Let's back up just a step real quick to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs. Can mandate mm-hmm. that you be vaccinated for mm-hmm. the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there are exceptions, mm-hmm. even though it's mandated. One mm-hmm. of them we said was religion. Mm-hmm. The other was
medical. Right. Because right now, the first couple of people who took it in the UK, two of the medical professionals, I'm sure y'all have heard this, had severe allergic. They had allergic reactions.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, two of the medical workers who took it, they are severely allergic. I don't know what they're allergic to, and they had EpiPens with them, and they took the vaccine and shortly began exhibiting symptoms. Both of them survived. Everything was taken care of. But if you have a peanut allergy, or any other kind of severe food allergy, or some sort of allergy to medications and things like that,
that's
I would not take this. Something else they did not particularly study it in pregnant women. They also did not study the effects of this vaccine in children below the age of 16. So
they had a shout out to, there was a kid here in New Orleans who was like one was of the involved first,
with yeah, the study,
14 years old. And they straight up asked him, they're like, why? And he was like, look, if I can help, help basically heal humanity, because mm-hmm. we're fucking sick out here, why not?
Right. They had a bunch, they actually had a bunch of doctors who were involved in the trials. I like here in New Orleans, there it's coming out more and more now that everything is over. That was a bunch
shit,
of
shit over.
Well, I'm saying now that the trials are over.
Nah, the trials just started. Y'all niggas trials about to be guinea pigs out there.
Now
this
the
bitch.
Trials are over. Like, they had a bunch of TV personalities, a bunch of healthcare workers, like law enforcement, some first responders.
Oh, shit. Motherfucking police gonna be rolling up on y'all, and you gonna be like, how that nigga got four guns? Because he grew two extra arms. Shit.
Now, so. Right. So that is, like I said, medical, religious.
And then, we were going down the vegan road.
Right. So this is, I was talking about.
The proteins in there is not considered vegan?
Religious. Now watch this. That was a case. And when I read this, I had to laugh. Because when you religiously object to something, it has to be a true religious objection. And so it was this lady, she was vegan, wanted her to take her job, required the flu shot, and she objected for religious reasons. She's vegan, right? In the end,
wait, is vegan a religion?
She won, and it was under that particular religious belief exemption because that was a belief that she truly held. Veganism, I guess, is a religion. Because
I know them motherfuckers like a cult.
According to this case, it was she won her case because her employer fired her because she did not take the flu shot.
Now, let me ask you this. How do they know? Now, I can understand in Becky's situation where she works at a medical facility, but...
How do they know if you took it? Right. Or not?
Let's say you or I, they're like, okay, y'all need to be vaccinated to come work wherever. And we're like, all right, cool. Boom. You go get your vaccination, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, because that would be me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I got this shit. I'm good. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
How are they gonna know?
All right. So, you know, now we creeping into some waters. Right. Because
HIPAA.
Right. And your employer can ask you questions about, you know, not particularly your medical history, but whether or not you've been vaccinated. You say no. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then so maybe somewhere down the line, something happens and you you have to sign. Something happens at work and they need to get access to your medical record.
Okay, workers' comp claim.
Right. So now they're going through your medical records and they're not seeing anywhere where you were vaccinated. So now it's a problem. But in this particular case, old girl said, I do not want to be vaccinated because the flu vaccine, I believe, used chicken protein or something like that in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, you know, this is an animal byproduct.
Hmm.
I'm vegan.
Interesting.
I can't take it. They say, get the out of here. So she took this and she won because this was.
Veganism is her religion.
Basically, she held this belief. She was against eating meat.
Man, I know a lot of women like that. But so you can say, all right, I know.
Yeah, but then you run the risk of being found out.
Later.
Right.
Later. But it's also like I'm a ex-convict and I don't check the box or whatever. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Y'all don't know until y'all know.
Right.
So you can just say, yeah, I got this shit.
You can.
But I've seen some employment packets where, you know, when you're a new hire, you sign all kinds of shit.
And you sign a medical, a waiver for medical records. Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting, and wrap up with this here, is I can give you, I can sign a waiver, right? Mm-hmm. Saying you have access to my medical, and then I can turn around and revoke this shit.
You can.
So
you absolutely can. But like I said, in situations like that, where you may put yourself and others in danger because you've said, yes, I've gotten it. Even though in this particular case, even after getting the vaccine, you still want to be socially distancing. You know, you still want to wear masks. You still want
follow. In the trials, a few people actually got COVID symptoms and they were contagious too.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the vaccine, say you come home to a family of five,
mm-hmm,
who hadn't gotten the vaccine, you can actually give them COVID. According, mm-hmm, I mean.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. You can still, see, that's one of the things, I think it was Dr. Fauci that was speaking about it and some other medical professionals, and they were all saying, we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. You might not have it. What one medical professional, the way they put it was, we don't know if this vaccine is actually shielding you from getting the virus or it's causing your symptoms to be so minimal that, you know, you don't feel bad. You don't have any effects or anything like that, but you can still be contagious.
Right.
Right. And you can still pass this on
to somebody else.
So that's the thing. Now, like you said, we really are in live trials. We are about to see how this thing, if it really is protecting you from getting. And, you know, somebody who worked on the polio vaccine, he was on one of these news stations, and he said, you know, the polio vaccine does not eradicate polio.
It did.
It did not. He said it did not eradicate polio. Polio, people still get polio, believe it or not.
That's because people stopped getting vaccinations.
But here, see, that's the thing. It did not eradicate the virus. What it did was make the virus unable to spread because so many people, in order to live, the virus has to jump from person to person.
So check it. It's because not enough people got the vaccination. So, for instance, if you look at the UK, right, England,
mm-hmm,
England eradicated rabies. One of the only places on this planet that eradicated it does not exist in England. So it can be done if there are enough people. Like, everyone has to get vaccinated to the point where, let's say, 80% of your population's vaccinated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there's 20% that can still get it, but that you still need a host. And by cutting off 80% of the population, they can't be host.
But so, realize this. Wait, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Realize this. COVID,
mm-hmm,
is an animal virus. It spread from animal to human.
So does rabies.
Right? So wait, animals are not being vaccinated against this thing. So COVID is not going to die.
There has been, I want to say, three.
Rabies has not died.
In England, it died.
Polio has not died.
That's because not enough people got vaccinated. People stopped. And see, and that's part of the problem. That's what's wrong with people today is you need to see it yourself almost. So I'm going to compare. Well, one, polio scared the shit out of everybody. You better believe that they were in line to get vaccinated, because once you saw what the effects of polio does, you were like in line. So you look at the 80s, the early 90s, the crack era, right? We saw what the fuck crack did to our community. No,
yet people
shit.
still smoke crack, but today.
Exactly. People still use coke and crack.
Correct.
And it's
people
like
people still shooting up heroin today.
They didn't see it with their own eyes.
Yeah, they did.
If you're 20 years old, you weren't alive to
see
it.
Okay, wait. But there are people our age, well, my age, who are still smoking crack. People your age who are still right. smoking crack, and they saw it. So once again, just because they see it does not mean that, it scared them enough not to do it.
See, it depends on the age of the person too. A child growing up looking at that shit is going to be much different than, say, somebody your age growing up looking at that shit, because that shit scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah,
looking
at crackheads. But these days,
for you were, you're a little older, so you had a better understanding.
The hell? Crackheads scared me. Crackheads scared everybody. Crackheads scared grandmothers, because they were basically knocking grandmothers over the head and stealing their purses. Crackhead scared everybody.
You want me to do the dance for you, mama? You want me to do the dance for you?
You know what I'm saying? So the thing is,
you need, but the same thing happened with COVID. Like early on, everybody, oh shit, lockdown. Everybody like, man, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going no shit, man. We had people on the job, walk off the job. And it was like, I can't be here. I don't want to get my family.
You like, know what? I can't even say that everybody went on lockdown, because there were a lot of people. The reason why this thing kept spreading was because there were a lot of people that said, fuck you, government. I'm not locking down shit. And just in New Orleans, you know, the mayor said, stop doing shit. We were still having second lines. Not me personally, was not there. Sure. But
yeah,
but you know, there's always going to be a contingency of people who look out and go, oh, well,
it's not real until it. And that's what I always say. These COVID safety precautions, they don't apply to me until they apply to me.
Right.
And I guess I'll leave you guys with this here. I understand the apprehension as far as the vaccines. I'm even apprehensive about it. And I've said I'm not going to get it. But I'm also, I guess I would consider myself a recluse almost. So I'm not really going anywhere and doing anything. But you have a large majority of people who want to go out to clubs. They want to go out to eat. They want to go on vacations. They want to travel.
And still won't get the vaccine.
Right. It's like you can't have it both ways. It's like, fuck that vaccine, man. Fuck that shit.
And
man,
I still want my freedom.
Yeah, they keep they shut New York down. Monday they're shutting New York down.
They are stopping indoor dining.
But right. I mean, we're starting to scale back. And if you look around, it's like the bullshit that y'all are doing is what's causing it. It's like cause and effect. Thanksgiving. Spend Thanksgiving at home. Mm-hmm. Don't get together with your what motherfuckers do?
How many people flew out to various places? Like, I remember the
goddamn mayor of Detroit. What was it? Detroit or something?
No, it was Colorado. It was Denver. Like, stay home, everybody. Don't travel. And then he jumped on the plane and went to Mississippi. But here's the thing, too. And as an aside, I saw this story about these two ladies. They hopped on a plane and went to Hawaii because the trip was too expensive not to go on. They had paid for it.
And they were positive, right?
I think they came back positive.
No, was it that one where they tested positive? They knew they were positive and still got on the flight.
I don't know if that was them. I don't know. But I do think, I do recall hearing that, but I don't know if that was them. But as I said, we have a very long way to go and a short time to get there, really, because as Dan said, we want our lives back, but we don't want to put in the work that it takes to get our lives back to normal. And I use normal very loosely here. Like I said, it's because, and I've said this before, you've all heard me say it, is because in America, we're so privileged that we're stupid. You can't tell me what to do. And I don't care if it's for my own good. You still can't tell me what to do. So having said that, as we said, your job can mandate, but there are exceptions, namely religious and medical. If you are someone who has a disability, you may have an out. If you are pregnant, you may have an out. If you're under the age of 16, you may have an out with this COVID virus. If you are as I said, severely allergic, you definitely have an out. There are a good bit of people who, even in the medical community, who are not going to get this vaccine because of those things. So,
and there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So if your job mandates it, just be like, I'm a vegan and I'm pro-life.
No. If you're a dude, just tell him you're pregnant.
That too. So this has been another episode of Black Law and Legalize. And come join us next week for COVID unemployment fucking your taxes up. My name is Dan. Keep up with me on Twitter, IG at I Am Dan on Drugs Show. All platforms at Black Law Podcast, as well as YouTube. Black Law Podcast.
Yeah, and I'm Ann, and you can follow me on Twitter at I Tell Legalize. Deuces.
Peace.